So why is Babylon being destroyed? Well, because of the inhabitants that dwell therein, the devils. But not only that, because of her pride. Look at verse 7. How much she had glorified herself. American! Forget every other nation. It's all about America. We're the best. Americanism, not globalism. And live deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. I mean, you can the pride is just oozing out of the mouth of the whore, right? It's like, I sit as a queen and no widow, and shall see no sorrow. And by the way, this is happening at the end of Daniel's 70th week when all the wrath has been poured out. And yet she still has the gall to say, I shall see no sorrow. What is she doing? She's tempting the Lord God. Let me read to you from Ezekiel 16, verse 49. It says, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Now, people want to say, they try to use this verse to say, well, yeah, that's why, you know, the homosexuals were killed. You know, that's why Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Not because they were Sodomites. Because of their pride, the abundance of bread. No, it says in verse 50, they were haughty and committed abomination before me, therefore I took them away. Look what it says, as I saw good. You know, anyone who wants to call this kind of preaching evil, you're going to have to say what he just said is evil, and he just said it was good. You know how he made creation, he saw everything and it was good? Well, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and said it was good. But notice that one of the elements there is pride, right? And isn't the United States one of the most prideful nations to ever exist? Untouchable. Nothing will ever happen to us. We're the most powerful nation. Verse 8, therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Man. Death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Notice that the destruction is sudden. Okay? This is how you know that God is mad. Because it's not a destruction. Look, the destruction of the world, for example, right? Takes 3.5 years. And the world's pretty wicked. God looks at Babylon and says, no, we're just doing this in 1 hour. You know, like when you have like a task that you have to get done at home and you just want to get it out of the way, you're like, no, we're getting this done now.